I chose the dog run because there's a huge niche in Cincinnati where people love to do anything with their dog, from bark in the park at Reds games to buying cute outfits to all the dog parks in the area. So I thought of combining those to a unique race where you have fun with your dog, you win great prizes, and you get to help out all these charities all at the same time.
This run is not only unique because people are encouraged to bring their dogs, but you're giving the proceeds to 10 different local charities, all getting an equal share. What organizations will be receiving the money?
Okay, we have A Kid Again, which is for terminal illness for children. We have Cancer Support Community. We have The Cure Starts Now, which is pediatric brain cancer. We got Dragonfly Foundation to help out kids' cancer places. Fernside for grieving children, the Foster Child Enrichment for foster children in Butler County, League for Animal Welfare, it's a no-kill nonprofit shelter. We have Life Center to help with organ and tissue donation for kids and families in need. Pink Ribbon Girls is our breast cancer charity, Testicular Cancer Society, and we have Yellow Ribbon Support Foundation for our military vets.
Tell me a little bit about the event. There is a 5K and a 2K, so you don't really have to be an athlete or have a young dog.
No, it fits anyone's perspective. I mean, we wanted to go from 13-year-olds to 70-year-olds. The 2K, you know, is a mile-and-a-half walk if you want to walk with your dog, or if you want to start preparing for the pig or the other runs, we do have the 5K option for you to, you know, run through, get your maximum exercise and all that kind of stuff.
You're encouraging people to dress their dogs in costume if they so choose, and there will be a whole host of prizes and activities after the event. Tell me about those.
Yes, our charities are going to be the judges for our trendiest dog outfit and our dog owner combo outfit, as well as $600 training packages for dogs that we're doing giveaways, 3 months of I'm Food giveaways, and a bunch more raffle prizes that people can win at the event.
Cincy Nation promotes fun runs across the Cincinnati area, and your motto is give where you live. This concept seems to be growing in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati has a lot of pride in itself with, you know, the Taste of Cincinnati and Oktoberfest and all that. So I wanted to unite people to come and do these fun runs, knowing that they're helping out local charities, local sponsors, and local vendors all right here in our community.
What's the cost to register, and what will people need to bring? I assume dogs have to be up to date on their vaccinations, for example.
Yes. The race is $30 for adult and $18 for kids. You don't need a dog to run in the race, but I mean, if you own a dog and you want to win the prizes, obviously this will be a great opportunity.
And a lot more fun.
And a lot more fun, yes.
I have to ask if the usual rules apply. Will the runners have to clean up after their dogs, or will there be a special detail out to help out with that?
Oh, no, we have a special detail afterwards.
My dog would wait until we were about a foot away from the finish line and then decide it was time to show off.
Yeah, no, I don't want the runners to stop in their training, so we have 50 volunteers that are going to be at the event to take care of cleanup.
The Cincy Nation inaugural dog run will be held at the Voice of America Park in Westchester on March 29th. The race starts at 8:30. You can find out how to get details on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jeff McMahon, good luck with the run. Thank you.
Thank you.